Teaching and Learning in a Post-COVID World, Critical Race Theory, Howard Zinn, Truth, Band? Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Oh, and welcome back again. First half hour, Alfie Cohn, awesome interview, The True Skeptic. Check it out. We said alfiecohn.org, his blog post, giving us lots to think about. The number, though, too, just to remind people, 844-967-2789. Join in the discussion with us. In fact, we have on the phone Deanna, not from Oregon, but from Oregon. Other one, that'd be the state. Deanna, what's happening? How are you? Glad to hear you calling us back finally.
Hi, sorry. I've been busy. I got a job as a school counselor, so that'll keep you on your toes.
Hey, congratulations.
Thanks. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we're excited for you. Congratulations. So what's up? Did Alfie spark some passion in you or what?
Oh, well, I'm a longtime follower and fan of his, and I have trouble reconciling evidence with like evidence-based practice, which the term is so abused, especially in terms of behavioral control systems. Like PBIS is evidence-based and yet it's terrible. So I know from his book about the stars, it's like gold stars, and anyway, it's about
punished by rewards.
Yeah, punished by rewards. Yep. Gold stars and A's, yep, and other ways one to ruin your day. Yeah. So, I mean, every time I think about him, I think about PBIS and how this has spun so far out of control that we're doing token economies with children that are sold literally for big bucks to districts as evidence-based practices that are totally antithetical to democratic teaching. It just sticks in my craw. I wondered what you guys.
You know, I was not expecting that direction, but it's a great one, Johnny, to think about this. Even the co-opting of that word, which is Deanna's pointing out there, and boy, we have definitely seen this, particularly in the room or in the realm of controlling student behavior, because that's what it is, quote, evidence-based practices. And if you happen to be a school leader and you're not adopting evidence-based practices, as Deanna was saying, you can run into a problem. The problem, though, is that how are you defining evidence and what is the evidence? Because if we're talking about behavior management types of systems, for example, like PBIS, what's the real evidence other than, I don't know, I've never really actually seen that. And so, Deanna, are you asking teachers themselves now to push the envelope with their leadership when adopting, quote, evidence-based curriculum or evidence-based and evidence-based policy programs? Is that where you're going?
Yeah, I think that we all as teachers need to be critical consumers of the evidence. And I'm afraid that a lot of our teacher education programs don't really prepare us to be critical of what comes down the pike, which is a lot all the time. So maybe everybody can't be critical of everything all the time because it's too much. But it just really bothers me when tools of control like that are proposed and adopted and paid for with big money that goes to the University of Oregon, by the way. Disclosure. You know, it's big business controlling children, and that really bothers me. And it really bothers me when I see young teachers who have been in that control system almost their whole education careers as students. They come out and they're and they say things like, well, we need to have, like with curriculum, we need to have everybody learn the same thing. Like, why? Mm. You know, we need to have a standardized test so we know that everybody learned the same thing. Why? And they say, like, well, we need to keep the kids quiet and in their seats. Why? Like, it scares me, I guess.
Yeah, you sound like you're a skeptic of some policies and practices that are going on in today's classrooms. I think Alfie actually would be pretty happy. I don't know, though, Johnny. You know, Deanna's taking a jab at teacher education. Does she have some legitimacy there?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, we do that's one of the things I admire about Alfie's work is it's constantly, you know, putting us into a place of really not allowing for schooling and including in that teacher education, right? As higher education as a form of schooling, to be benevolent in the kinds of erosions of democracy and inability to really have conversations centered around what Alfie was alluding to or kind of highlighting as an authentic and genuine inquiry, mm-hmm. right? Which I think is incredibly important, right? But it's highly susceptible to being co-opted. And when the language limits us to or dominates to mean a particular thing like evidence-based practices, or really like if we were to go back to where Deanna started us off, to punishment over discipline, to compliance over engagement. These are all things that, you know, resonate with Alfie's work and that for us as teachers, constantly in the classroom we're up against because the patterns and the ways we have often done school, right, and continue to do school, including teacher education, are not only susceptible to those discourses of punishment, right, but are really kind of comfortable in them. Right. It's sort of like a Stockholm syndrome. Like we are most comfortable when we're abusing children as learners and when we're being abused as learners ourselves as teachers. And I think there's enough discomfort that we're pushing up against it. And that's where we've got things like making sure we teach with inquiry and making sure we ask questions. I remember a few weeks ago, Tim, I was talking about the whole why world.
Yeah.
Right now I'm asking, and we can't say it on here. I can't give my full version of it, but the whole wide world cut the beep, right? Yeah. And it comes back to that term you were sidestepping earlier, right? So accountability, and I love the question that Alfie puts in his blog, and it's at the core of when I hear Deanna call in and share with us, who benefits and who suffers, mm-hmm. right? And there's always suffering, there's always benefit, but we have to be good at discerning who's benefiting and who is suffering unjustly, right? Mm. And that centers the inquiry around how can we all be better and not at the expense of one another's human rights, dignity, and respect. Thank you, Deanna, for calling in because, gosh, we love you.
Yeah, Deanna from the state of Oregon, thank you so much and congratulations on that new job. But yeah, Johnny, think about that. I'm glad Deanna put that out there for us to think about, the idea of this evidence and evidence-based quote practices, and the reality that that word has actually been co-opted in those situations. And so it really is, as we think about this, and you know, coming up on the break here, and we'll kind of move into this, but what is the main message that Alfie's giving to us, and what are we going to do with this? How do we look at evidence? How do we analyze evidence? And future teachers, how do teachers themselves get to, as Alfie used the word, humility? You were talking about that, Johnny, and I know you want to touch on that when we get back. If you're also out there and you're listening, though, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. It is Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Holy crap, truly educated educators talking education tonight. Again, if you want to call us, yeah, 844-967-2789. More Busted Pencils back at the break. Whoa.
is the